Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The first baseman, Doug Rader. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Norm Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Cuellar. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to third. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morgan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hundley hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rader is hit by the pitch. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rader moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Savage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Savage reaches second base with a double. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Savage moves to third. One out. Bill Hans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Savage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Savage takes first base on 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bateman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hans is 0-for-1 in the game. Hans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. It's Astros, 1, Cubs, 1. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson throws to second for 1, and Morgan throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Beckert scores. Williams scores. Banks moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Savage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte pinch hits for Mike Cuellar. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gatte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. Jackson moves to second. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Eilers now pitching. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hans is 0-for-2 in the game. Hans bunts towards the mound. Eilers fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Raider settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bateman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Dave Eilers. Jackie Brandt batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Morgan bunts towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Hans covering. Safe. Jackson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.